Hey everyone.
Wow, this is how we're starting.
Yes. Welcome to this week's edition of Movies with Megadon. Hey Couch Club.
Hey,
hey
Couchies.
Couchies.
Hey. Ooh.
It's a big week, Don.
It is. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to know why?
Why?
Sonic the Hedgehog 2 comes out this weekend.
You know, it feels like that first one didn't come out that long ago, but it's been a while.
It's been a long time.
No, it hasn't. It has been a long time since that movie came out. And it was a very fun movie.
It was. And you know what? Do you remember? We actually have an episode.
Yes.
About it.
Yeah.
So we decided, Couchies.
Yeah.
Couch Club. That we are going to do you the favor.
You're going to say the honor?
the honor and the favor of re-releasing our Sonic the Hedgehog episode.
Yeah.
So you can catch up.
Yeah.
You can catch up and prepare.
Yeah.
Prepare for Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Yeah. I can't wait, actually. I've been excited. And I'll tell you what, you know, I actually prefer Sonic 2 the game over Sonic 1 the game. Because it introduces Tails.
Mm.
And guess what they're doing in this movie? Introducing Tails. Oh, actually, I guess they introduced him at the end of the first movie. Spoiler alert. But, you know, there are a few other characters that they're going to be joining the ranks in this movie that are not in the second game.
Do you know that for a fact?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I love Tails. Tails' little tails. I guess they're not little. They're big, bushy tails.
Yeah.
Love it.
I really am curious to see what they do with him. Like, in the cartoon and in, like, the series, he's always been a type of character, and I wonder if they're going to keep the trend.
Don.
Yes.
Are we going to watch Sonic the Hedgehog 2 this weekend?
I don't know. Are we?
I don't know. There might be another reason for us to watch this movie.
Oh, what's the other reason?
It's because it could be Jim Carrey's last movie.
What? I didn't know about this.
I have been saving this for this very moment.
What? What are you talking about?
He spoke with Access Hollywood.
Access Hollywood.
And he said that he is planning to retire from acting.
Wow.
And how serious is he? He is fairly serious.
Wait, so does that mean that this one doesn't... Does that mean there's no third Sonic movie?
Or, I don't know.
If there is a Sonic third movie, is there going to be without Robotnik?
I think it's fascinating that when you hear this news, your first thought is, what does this mean
for
the Sonic franchise? Not like globally, no more Jim Carrey. No, the quote that is quoted here in this Vanity Fair article is, well, I'm retiring. Yeah, probably. I'm being fairly serious. It depends. If the Angels bring in some sort of script that's written in gold ink that says to me that it's going to be really important for people to see, I might continue down the road, but I'm taking a break.
See, okay, I can see him taking a break, but I don't know if it's like his last movie.
We'll see.
We'll see.
He's fairly serious.
Apparently.
But I mean, what a movie to go out on if it truly is
no.
it.
If this movie is huge and a blockbuster, like, and it sells really well, then yeah, okay. I mean, it's no triple first off box office like his 94.
We were just talking about this.
Yeah.
Plugging another one of our episodes when he talked about Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
What were the three movies? It was Dumb and Dumber, The Mask, and
Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura, yeah.
Yep, yep.
I think we should just let you all, Couch Club, go and listen to the rest of this episode.
Yeah, have fun.
We will be back with a new episode in a couple of weeks, so look out for that. But without further ado, here is the full Movies with Megadon episode covering Sonic the Hedgehog, where I think it's titled...
What is it titled?
Sonic the Hedgehog likes chicken tenders and has V-cut abs. So look forward to that. There's some really... Oh, sorry. Let me just... When we recorded this episode, Don, I had just gotten my booster shot. My second dose of my vaccine. And
Okay,
just like wild to think about how long ago that was.
Yeah.
And we also opened Casserole Corner, so you all have that to look forward to.
Ooh, Casserole Corner.
Mm-hmm.
Tasty.
Yum, yum. Nom,
okay.
Nom.
Okay, well, enjoy.
Enjoy. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Don. Growing up, I watched a lot of movies.
And I didn't.
So we're talking about movies that Megan has heard of but has never seen.
But today we're talking about a movie that neither one of us has seen, Sonic the Hedgehog. We're not film critics or anything like that, just two people who watch movies and spend a lot of time with each other.
Welcome to Movies with Megadon. Let's see what we know.
Here, we're recording.
Yeah, we are.
We're thriving.
Are we?
No, we're just here. We're breathing.
Yeah. So what's going on with you?
I don't know what happened.
You got the vaccine.
I did. I guess we can talk about it. Yeah. I got my second dose a couple of days ago.
Did it hurt?
It hurt less than the first one. And I actually didn't have like any of the side effects that I was anticipating for the second time around. So I don't know if that means that like what that means, but I am fully vaccinated.
That's awesome.
COVID.
Does that mean you can't get it?
I mean, no.
Okay.
It's just supposed to lessen, like if I do get it, it lessens the effect of it.
Okay. So I was just wondering if you had to like wear a sticker when you went out and didn't have to wear a mask or anything.
No. Everyone is still supposed to mask and be safe and everything, even if you've been vaccinated. And just to say this for the record, I was able to get vaccinated because I work in higher education. And in the state that we live, educational employees and higher education support staff is included in the phase currently that we're in. Whatever phase that is.
Do we even know?
I think 1B, 1C, I'm not actually sure, but I was eligible, had to like prove I was a employee of my higher education institute and all of that kind of stuff to be able to get my appointment. So,
well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
If you can, you should.
Yeah. If you are eligible, try and get an appointment. I know it's really hard right now. My parents just got their first dose. Like, I got my first dose before they did.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is weird, but that's what's happening.
Crazy times.
What's happening with you?
Well,
I guess that's my big news, I guess.
I have less big news, I guess.
What is your big news?
I don't have any big news.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's nothing that compares to that. As far as me, I just been lounging and just living life.
Yeah. Lounging and living life that is a privilege, my friend.
Yeah.
You are lucky. We are lucky. Yep. I spent all day yesterday sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, so good.
Just, you know, making soups and eating them.
Soups are, they're my favorite thing to make.
I thought casseroles were.
No.
Casserole Corner.
Okay. Yeah, are we going to get into this? Did you just open Casserole Corner?
I did.
You just opened it.
I just opened it.
Okay.
You did make something that's a casserole. You made sushi bake.
Oh, I made sushi bake. Yes. I made sushi bake. That was great.
That's a casserole.
That is a casserole. It very much is.
Wait. So I have a question. Is it still a casserole? Because you still have to use the seaweed to eat it. You have to wrap it up and eat it.
Oh,
it's not technically everything.
Oh, shoot. Is sushi bake a dip?
Yeah. Is it a dip and not a casserole?
No. Oh, man. Okay. Let's break this down. So sushi bake, for folks who are unaware, because I absolutely was until someone rolled into our DMs and said, hey, here's an example of a casserole, sushi bake.
But is it?
It is rice with like seasoned imitation crab.
Oh, okay.
With cream cheese. Some recipes have cream cheese. Definitely mayo, furikake, like avocado is in it.
You can
put it in there. Anyway, it's a layered thing.
You put whatever you want in it.
And then you bake it to not really cook it, but I guess
it is to cook it, but it's like kind of keep things together.
Yeah, yeah. So everything gels together a little bit more, and then you take it out, and then you eat it by using seaweed.
Yeah.
So
is it technically a dip?
Oh my
then?
Gosh! So in a past episode, we established that 7-layer dip
was a dip
is not a casserole. It's a dip because it requires another vehicle, like an external vehicle. But 7-layer dip is not cooked.
So. Does that make it not a casserole?
So
okay, artichoke dip. That's baked.
Man. So what I was going to say is, what is the food where it's simultaneously
a liquid and a solid?
A liquid and a solid?
Jello.
Yeah, it's both, right? Like scientifically, it is both. Is that true?
I don't know.
I can't. There is some sort of food, and I feel like sushi bake is a similar situation where you make it, right?
Yeah.
And up to the point, so okay, wait.
I have something to say.
Okay, what? Go.
I was going to say, well, technically you don't need the seaweed to eat
it. Yes. So that is exactly what I was going to say. You make it as a casserole, right? Uh-huh, comes out of the oven.
Yeah.
And at that point, the eater
decides if it's a dip
has the agency to decide how they want to eat it as a casserole or a dip.
So but what about artichoke dip? If you decide to eat it with just the spoon and no chip,
that is disgusting.
Does that make it just a casserole or is it still a dip? You have the mental capacity to do either.
You know, it doesn't have a carb in it though.
Does green bean casserole have to have a carb in it to be a casserole?
Oh my gosh, you're right. Okay, I don't know.
We're poking holes in your theories.
We are not going to solve this today, but sushi bake, I think the eater, there is a different word than eater.
The consumer?
Consumer, the diner?
The maker?
Like when you, no,
the candlestick
when
maker,
you
the baker?
When you go into a restaurant, what are you?
A chef?
No.
A patron. But that's not what you're thinking of.
I guess the eater.
The restaurant goer.
Yes. The eater has the agency to decide.
Okay.
Because if you eat it without the seaweed as like the way that you pinch the sushi bake to eat it inside your mouth, and instead you use...
Inside your mouth, yeah. I don't know how
I'm doing some
it.
Gestures here. Yeah. And instead you use a fork, it is still a casserole. But if you decide to take the seaweed in your hand and pinch the sushi bake and put it inside your mouth, it is then a dip.
But couldn't it still just be... I mean, that's just the vehicle to get to your mouth.
But in a past episode, we established...
It has to be all-inclusive.
The fact that some dishes require a vehicle puts them in their own
dip
category. Dip. Yes.
Okay. Mind blown.
I was not expecting to open Casserole Corner.
Well,
the reason why we opened it, it's still open, is because soups.
Yes.
And I don't know if people are following us on Instagram. I have a Venn diagram in our stories that is linked in our highlights that has casseroles, soups, and salads, and the different ways that they are alike and different from each other. And soups, I have a note there that's like, liquidy casserole, question mark? Because you put everything in a pot.
It could also be a dip, too. You can put crackers in there and dip in.
Oh, man, do we have to add dips in there, too? So it's a Venn diagram with four different areas of...
Yeah, because you can put that in between soups and casseroles.
This is blowing my mind.
I mean, you can't really dip a salad, can you? I don't think so.
I feel like there is an example.
There's probably.
Of that.
Well, not in my mind at the moment.
Okay, but thank you for opening Casserole Corner. I'm going to close it now.
Ka-chunk.
No.
That was the shutting.
How do we...
We don't.
No. We do close it with Casserole Corner.
Well, now that's out of the way.
I didn't plan to do that.
I know.
You did that.
I know. Let's talk about this movie we're going to be watching today.
Mm-hmm.
Sonic the Hedgehog,
which
neither one of us
have seen.
We have not seen this movie. I've been wanting to.
Have you?
Yeah, actually. After I heard it was good, I wasn't sure how into it I would have been. I've been hearing such good things about it.
It's supposed to be good. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well,
enjoyable.
Cool.
Maybe, I'm not sure if it's going to be enjoyable for people that don't know Sonic the Hedgehog or know them as intimately as I do, but I heard it's fun.
Okay. Is it supposed to be like the new Star Trek movies were, that were like anyone can enjoy them and this is your entry into the fandom?
I didn't read anything about it really.
Okay.
Other than I know who's in it. I know people in it. Do you know who people are in it? What do you know? What do you know about Sonic the Hedgehog first? Before we go into anything else, what do you know about Sonic the Hedgehog?
He's a hedgehog.
Okay.
He's blue.
Uh-huh.
He has spikes.
Sure.
Very fast. He has sneakers.
How fast?
Very fast. He rolls into a ball and just rolls all over the place. I don't know. Just like, very, very fast. Like extremely fast. The fastest thing ever.
Okay.
The speed of sound.
Okay.
Sonic barrier.
Got it. Do you know anything else about him other than that?
Yes. Video game.
Yeah.
Sega.
Okay.
Sega?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a question there.
He has a friend named Tails who has two tails.
And he's
a fox.
Okay.
Rings. He gets rings. He wants rings. Golden rings.
Okay. Going back to Sega real quick.
Sega.
How important is he to Sega?
Extremely.
Why?
Because he's like their only thing. Right?
Well, what does that make him?
They're Mario.
Yes, their mascot.
Very, yeah. Well,
very good. They're Mario. Well, good. Good on you.
You definitely put that word in my mouth.
But you said they're Mario, which is Nintendo's mascot.
But I meant like they're like
they're Mario
flagship.
Oh yeah.
IP. Like they're
what they're known for.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Or mascot. So now that you know there's Sonic and Tails, are there any other characters in this universe?
Isn't there like a doctor something?
A doctor what?
I don't know.
Make it up.
Not Zordon. Doctor.
Doctor Zordon. mixing things up, are we?
Doctor. Why do I want to say Gordon something? Like, Gordon. I really have Zordon, Gordon, Gordo.
On the brain.
Zordo. That's not it, but there's a human, a doctor, a human doctor something, something.
What does he look like?
I think he has, like, a mask. He has, like, the winged kind of mask, you know what I mean? Where it goes.
Sure.
I mean, I have to say that I did know of Sonic growing up.
Oh, okay. But you never played it.
No, because I didn't grow up with a console.
Yes. Or movies.
Or movies. But I think I watched the TV show.
What?
And liked it.
So in the TV show, he had a favorite food. What is it?
I don't know. Pizza? No.
That's... Okay. That's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Chicken fingers. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, you're on the same vein. It's kind
fish
of close.
Fish sticks?
No. Not that. Not, you're going in the opposite direction now.
Chicken wings?
No, not chicken. Not chicken.
Beef.
I mean, it's kind of in the same wheelhouse of same kind of food. The junky kind of food.
Pizza bites.
You're not going to guess it. I'm going to tell you.
What?
He likes chili dogs.
Oh, that is so specific. Really?
In cartoons. Yeah, it's his cartoon persona.
Is that why you like chili dogs?
No. I like chili dogs because they're delicious.
But had you had a chili dog?
Yes. I used to go to Winter Schnitzels all the time.
Okay.
By the way, Winter Schnitzels is not as good as I remember that when last time I had them. But it's not nearly as good as I remember it. Childhood memories.
I think you had too high...
Expectations,
and I think it's just fine.
Yeah, exactly. Just fine. It's not what I remembered, though.
Yeah.
I remember being good.
Like, amazing?
I remember, like, liking them a lot, and now I'm like, nope.
No. Maybe we just went to a bad location.
Maybe. Do you eat chili dogs?
Yes, because you make them, like, once every 2 weeks.
Two, I think that's
once a month, at least.
So?
Once a month, at least.
Is something wrong with that?
And every time you're like, hey, I'm making chili dogs tonight, I'm like, oh, okay.
You said that about a lot of things I make.
Yeah, it's true. You want some chicken nuggets? And I'm like, yeah.
You want some pizza bites? Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't eat just junk food.
Man. No, like we also eat like vegetables and, and like we make things, yeah, right?
But well, sometimes, obviously casseroles.
Yeah. But sometimes we just gotta go with the freezer section.
Yeah, yeah. Going back to Sonic, other than like he's fast, he's blue, he has a sidekick, and this doctor guy that you don't know, Dr. Gordon.
I think his voice, Sonic's voice, is kind of like, meh. I do that voice
man,
a lot.
See, man.
See here. Like,
see here.
Jimmy Stewart. No.
I'm going to go real fast. You
I
see?
Don't know.
I'm going to go
I
fast.
I think he's like a little bit of a tofu. I think he's like a little bit of a punk. He's kind of got like a, you know.
Conceited a little bit.
No.
Self-assured.
Maybe. But just like a little like, I don't care. Meh. That's what I think he's like.
Meh. See, meh. So this doctor.
Yeah.
You were trying to describe what he looked like.
Mm-hmm.
So what does he look like?
Pale black hair. His colors are purple and green.
This is gold. Go ahead. Keep going.
Again, I'm saying he has a mask on that is just his over his eyes, kind of like a bad superhero that's like winged at the sides.
Okay.
He has a mustache.
All right. Is there any other characteristics about him that you know? Like, is he strong?
Does he have like a mitt or something?
Why would he have a mitt?
Like his hand or arm got injured and he has like a replaced hand.
Like a robot hand?
Like a robot hand. Does he have that?
No.
I like how you just answer me. you're fact checking me now instead of later.
Yeah, well, so he has a
you asked me if there were any other characteristics, and that is
robotic mid hand. He's gonna backhand people with this thing.
He has controls on it and stuff. Like he can open his hand. Like,
are you talking about the Predator?
Inspector, what? What are you talking about?
The Predator has a thing on his hand that he pops open. And he like presses buttons.
Like the Alien versus Predator.
Yeah.
Predator.
Yeah.
Like the Get to the Choppa Predator.
Yes.
Wait, the Predator is not an animal? What are you talking about?
Have you not seen The Predator?
We watched it a really long time ago. I thought The Predator was like you know, in Lost, where it's like, whoa, where's the wind coming from?
What? What, are you comparing Predator to Lost? What, you're comparing Predator to Lost?
No, forget that. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, you got to keep that in.
No. I thought The Predator was an animal. It's a person?
It's an alien.
I thought it was like an earthbound.
No. What are you watching?
I don't know.
Were you not paying attention to this movie?
I probably was not. All I wanted to see was Get to the Chopper. That's all I wanted to see. And then in Lost, isn't the whole first season about like the wind on the island? Like, where is the wind coming from?
Man,
because there's like an animal. They think there's like a thing.
A smoke monster.
The thing.
A fog monster.
Yeah.
Whatever they call
it. Whatever. I don't freaking know, dude. I didn't watch
that show.
I don't
think Lost knows what it is either.
I didn't watch the show, but I spoiled it for myself.
Let's not go into it.
Do people care?
I think they might.
Okay. Well, I spoiled something for myself. And when I found that out about the show, I was like, oh, F. Like, I am not getting into this show. Like, no. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow.
We should watch that.
Which one, Lost?
Lost.
Maybe we can. I'm pretty sure you can find it.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, this doctor, almost spoiled what his name was.
Roboto?
Is this doctor...
Mr. Roboto?
Gordon has... like a mask on with,
yeah, think of Borat with a
black
mask
hair.
Yeah,
and purple and green outfit.
Yeah
Okay,
kind of like the Joker, but not.
Got it. Okay, and what is his role? Is he's just the main bad guy to Sonic?
So I think that he created Sonic,
okay,
as a weapon,
okay,
to do his bidding, but then like Sonic became good. But I don't really get how Sonic is good. Like, he's just going around on the map getting gold rings with Tails. Like, what?
So you don't understand the game.
I don't understand the game. Like with Mario, it's clear, like, you know, you're going to go rescue Princess Peach, blah, blah, blah. Right?
From Bowser.
Yes.
Typically.
Yeah. But then with Sonic, I'm sort of like, okay, you just collect some gold rings.
Do you want me to tell you anything about the game?
I don't know. So, I just don't understand the game.
So I don't know what's going to go happening in the movie. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you what the game, at least the first few games, were about. So this doctor, I'm going to go ahead and tell you his name.
Okay.
Is Robotnik.
Okay, that is starting to sound familiar
and,
to me.
But they also call him Eggman.
Why?
Because he's shaped like an egg.
What? Really?
Well, I actually don't know the real reason why they call him Eggman. Dr. Robotnik, in his, because he's a mad scientist, makes machines using woodland creatures. And so he captures woodland creatures and makes them, puts them in these machines to use them to make an army.
Oh.
And Sonic defeats these enemies and saves the little woodland creatures.
Oh.
And so he's basically, every time he defeats an enemy, a little animal comes out and pops away. And then at the end of each stage, he opens up this container, which has a bunch of them trapped. And that's what he's doing the entire time. He's trying to defeat them from destroying.
Was he a woodland creature to begin with?
He's a hedgehog.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I didn't say he was being, I didn't say he was created by Robotnik.
Do we know how his origin?
I don't.
You don't know?
I don't think so.
So this movie might explain it.
Maybe.
Okay.
No.
No.
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he's just a hedgehog that's fast.
That's crazy. Like,
I don't know if they're going to explain it, but I'll be very interested to know.
Like, hedgehogs are not fast. They're not blue.
No.
They don't have sneakers. They don't look cool. Like, no. How did Sonic become Sonic?
Because he's a mascot. For okay. a video game. They had to find something that could compete against Mario, and they made Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
They actually had a rabbit at one point that they were going to use instead of a hedgehog. Because
was
that
he going to be
sense.
Cuter?
He's going to be like the same.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that's essentially the premise of the first game. First two games, I guess.
I had no idea.
Yeah. But anyway, now that you know a little bit about it, and do you know who's in this movie?
No.
Not at all.
Like, I thought Sacha Baron Cohen was in it.
You know, I can see that. Okay. So, since you don't know who's in the movie, this movie poster is telling.
Okay.
And let's see what it looks like.
Okay.
And you can describe it to everybody.
Wait a minute. Oh.
What do you see?
Wait, who is who? Okay. So Sonic is in the middle. He is running on a road.
Yeah.
So Sonic the Hedgehog, he's in the middle of the road because you see the lane divider, yellow lines. Yeah, he's running on that. In the background, there's a city, San Francisco. He is running and there are like blue, veiny energy.
Lightning.
Lightning.
Electricity.
Around him, coming out of a gold ring, like a huge gold ring. And inside the gold ring is an evil looking Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
With black hair and a mustache.
Yeah. Kind of like Sacha Baron Cohen.
And he's white.
Yeah.
Wearing a red jacket.
Yeah.
And it says Sonic the Hedgehog in theaters February 14. Jim Carrey, but also James Marsden. Is James Marsden the voice of Sonic?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
No.
What? Where? Who is he? Tails?
No.
Who is he?
I'm just going to say.
Is he like the person that like.
I don't know. I can tell you. But I'd rather you be supposed.
Okay, so he's a person. He's playing himself. It's like Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
Where there's like people and the animation in the same world. You know what I mean?
Well, that's obvious at this
point. So like James Marsden is
a person.
An actual person.
Yeah. I'm just gonna reaffirm that. Yes, he's in the movie.
Okay. I just wanted to make it clear that he's not like mo-capping it as
No, he's in it.
Else.
He's got it. He's in the movie.
Yeah, he's in it.
You see him.
Okay.
He's a person.
Okay.
In the movie.
Okay.
Okay. Established. So now that we've seen the movie poster, has your interest peaked?
I mean, how can it not? Because there's a Jim Carrey, and then there's a James Marsden who is not on the poster at all. Like, no. What is he
His
doing?
His name's there.
Yeah, what is
That's
he doing?
That's why you thought he was a voice. Would you have been upset if it was just the voice?
No.
Just say yes. Everybody would have been.
No, I wouldn't have been. I would have been like, I don't... Like, from what I remember of James Marsden's voice, I don't know that I would have paired him with Sonic.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, do you remember what I thought Detective Pikachu was about?
Yeah.
I thought it was Ryan Reynolds as the human being a detective with Pikachu as the sidekick.
Yeah. I mean, you weren't completely wrong.
I was very wrong. I mean, I thought the whole movie was going to be about Ryan Reynolds and Pikachu solving crimes together.
Well, maybe in the second one.
Maybe.
Because he's a detective.
It's so good. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It's so good.
Do you think it's going to be better or worse than Pikachu?
Worse.
Okay. I don't know. I've never seen this movie. I'm going to say worse too, actually. That movie was so good.
Well, like, it's like, you know.
It's Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. Detective Pikachu was so good. And also, it's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh. Take all my money. I might cut that out. That's
no,
a little weird.
No, why? Keep that in there. I mean, do you want, now that you've seen the movie poster, is there a new guess? I mean, I have guesses too, actually.
You make a guess because you know everything about this world.
So, obviously, I think the worlds collide. Like, they don't know about each other's worlds.
Who?
Like, I think Sonic lives in a different world.
Than James Marsden?
Than Earth, yeah. I think it's like two dimensions or something like that. Or maybe there's a link or something that is created and Sonic ends up in the world.
Yeah.
Earth. I have seen trailers, so I have a little bit more.
Don.
Well, because I wanted to see this movie.
Mm-mm.
That's why I wanted to hear what
you
thought.
We are anti-trailer.
Yeah, we are.
On this podcast.
This was before that. Way before that.
Yeah.
This came out in 2020. So you saw what Sonic looks like.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I did hear about all of this stuff with him looking too human and weird.
Oh, God. It was bad. So
I know.
No one wanted to see it.
I know.
And it was just awful.
Didn't he have like human fingers and stuff?
It was just creepy, weird. Man. No one wanted to see this movie. So they had a delay.
To correct the animation of it.
To make it more like the game.
Yeah.
Because people really, really hated it.
Yeah.
Like, it was so scary. So I'm going to show you a picture. There's videos, too, of, like, the actual animation side by side of what they did versus what it was. But we don't need to see that. But it is just so, like, just bad. Here you go. So this is why they delayed it. And it was a good idea that they did.
They try to make him hot, I think.
You think he's hot?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's a human body that if the originally rendered Sonic for this movie was translated to a human body, that would definitely be a West Hollywood bro with like a V, you know?
V-neck?
No, a V, what's it called? Where the torso, V torso, what is that called?
A V, like just the shape of a V. So it'd be more like muscular?
No, I'm talking about these down here. What are those called?
I
am gesturing to like my pelvis with the Vs. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, you might as well just hold on to that.
But that is what that would translate to. I think they were trying to make him look hot.
Does he still look hot?
He looks better with the big eyes,
yeah.
Like the cartoony look instead of a more realistic.
It was, it's bad. No one wanted to see.
It's also weird. Like, what kind of,
Why were they trying? Because they wanted to make it more plausible for him to be in this world, I think.
Yeah, if you want to make it more plausible for him to be in this world, make him look like an actual hedgehog instead of a human.
Well, that doesn't make sense
either. A humanoid hedgehog.
And he was just really, that just been weird.
That would have been so cute. All small. With like no legs, basically. Yeah. Just like, meh. But yeah, how puzzling. How bizarre.
Oh no. Is that going on the Spotify list?
Oh yeah. I need to update that Spotify playlist actually. Yeah. It hasn't been updated for a few episodes.
Yeah. So let me go back to my guess.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think it's some sort of interdimensional or two worlds collide kind of thing. And Sonic somehow ends up on Earth and he meets James Marsden, which I think is a police officer.
What?
Yeah. Or like, you know, it makes sense if you think about it, because, you know, I think there's a scene.
He's going so fast.
Yeah. And he's like, has the speed gun.
Oh,
I think.
Oh, gosh. I hate this movie already.
Obviously some sort of crazy shenanigans happen and they call the doctor in, which is Robotnik.
Wait, so you think Robotnik is in the human world?
Yes.
And he doesn't come over through the same portal?
No, he's a human that lives in Earth. And I think
the opposite. I think he follows Sonic somehow through the portal to this world that is very different from the world that he lives in.
Okay, but there's humans on that world?
I think he might be one of the few humans on that world.
Okay.
So he is incredibly awkward when he comes to this world and he's like, hello, I am Dr. Robotnik.
You know, I think and he's going to be awkward no matter what.
And then everyone's like, okay, like moving on.
I'm pretty sure, I think there's some sort of military that's trying to capture Sonic at some point, and maybe they enlist Dr. Robotnik in the help of that. And then for some reason, I guess Dr. Robotnik becomes obsessed with Sonic.
Wasn't he already?
Not if your story is true.
Oh, you're saying this is how they meet.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh no, I'm assuming that they knew each other from a separate
thing. I think this is like
thing.
the origins of them meeting.
Then
so I don't know exactly what happens, but I'm guessing, you know, military stuff, and he's so fast it doesn't matter. But I'm pretty sure Dr. Robotnik has to figure out a way to slow him down or stop him or whatever.
I think it, going along with that, which I think is actually more plausible for this movie.
Yeah.
I think Dr. Robotnik is like a government contractor.
Yeah.
Like he works for one of the defense agent, like,
and the military
contractors, and
he
is maybe not like the head person, but he's one of the scientists that work on, creating those weapons.
Yeah. And then he has to create some sort of device that can like slow him down or capture him or whatever, because he's too fast.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly how it ends exactly. I just know, I think Dr. Robotnik ends up in Sonic's world. I think I might have seen something or something like that.
Aww.
I'm not exactly sure, but I think that's what happens.
Okay.
I'm not sure though, but that's my guess. So I'm
so
really
your
excited.
Guess could actually just be a reflection of facts that you have seen.
Parts of things. Only things. And I haven't really read anything.
So you think at the end he gets trapped in Sonic's world?
I don't think he gets trapped. I'm pretty sure he goes on his own volition.
No, but he can he move between worlds?
Maybe not at first, but he's a scientist, so.
Yeah, okay.
But that's my guess.
And then James Marsden just like gets in his car and
it's one of those
away.
Whole like sad, yeah, like sad, like, farewell, I'll never see you again until the second movie. And then
Sonic goes back to his world as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty I that's my assumption. But yeah, that's the movie.
I mean, I can't have a better guess than that, so let's just go with that.
Okay. So let's go see this movie.
Let us go watch Sonic the Hedgehog.
I'm so excited.
Are you really?
I'm a little excited.
Okay.
More and more I've been waiting to watch it, the more excited I get. Just because, you know, I feel like I'm going to get let down, though. I don't want to get let down.
So don't be too excited.
It's too late.
Just, oh, okay. Well, let's go watch.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This is the synopsis I found online for Sonic the Hedgehog. The world needed a hero. It got a hedgehog. Powered with incredible speed, Sonic embraces his new home on Earth, until he accidentally knocks out the power grid, sparking the attention of the uncool, evil, genius Dr. Robotnik. Now, it's supervillain versus supersonic in an all-out race across the globe to stop Robotnik from using Sonic's unique power to achieve world domination. Feel free to pause the podcast and go watch Sonic the Hedgehog, or continue listening for our discussion. And that was Sonic the Hedgehog.
That was Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of surprises.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was... I don't know what I was expecting, really. And my guess wasn't right, really.
You know, we didn't rate your guess either.
Our guesses?
I mean, it was really yours. I didn't... Mine was more... Okay, fine. Mine was more wrong than yours.
Okay.
But I think you did all right with your guess.
We won't rate it here. You know, we'll let you guys decide. But was there anything that stood out to you in the movie?
A lot of things stood out to me.
Yeah.
Well, I think I want you to lead this more because you are more of a Sonic person.
Yeah, you mean video games in general, right?
Yes.
So what stood out to me the most, I think, was Sonic's design choice. I'm glad they changed it. They definitely needed to delay the movie and change it, because I can't imagine the Sonic movie with the original design of Sonic. And it was funny. The movie was actually really funny, and I feel like Jim Carrey gave a very good expression of what Dr. Robotnik really encases.
Really?
Yeah.
You liked him as Dr. Robotnik.
I did.
It's consistent with how he's portrayed, like, in the game and in the TV show and other places?
In a lot of ways, yes. But in a lot of ways, no. Jim Carrey made him his own.
Yeah.
Which was good. And I like the fact that at the end of the movie, you see the Robotnik that people know become who he is.
I feel like, yeah, this whole movie is sort of Dr. Robotnik's real origin story, because he gets banished to the mushroom
world, which I think is a knock on the Mushroom Kingdom and Mario and stuff. Why does anybody want to go to the mushroom world?
Yeah.
And so I feel like they were knocking
Sonic's
Mario.
Like, that place is, it's like his next stop, basically. Yeah. If he needs to escape Earth,
yeah,
it's the mushroom world. But he's like, it's smelly there and there's no one there except for mushrooms.
Yeah.
And that ends up where what's his face,
Dr. Robotnik
ends up going, like, they send him there.
Yeah.
And it shows him, like, starting to grow out his mustache to
the big bushy
one that everyone knows, or everyone who knows Sonic knows that Dr. Robotnik looks like. And then he shaves his head
and then
he starts to, like, embody that character.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's how he really becomes the character that is in the video game, in the TV show, and all that kind of stuff. What did you think about the whole premise of this movie, in that, like, James Marsden is a cop who is in a small town who wants to help people, he says, on, like, a bigger level. So he wants to go to San Francisco, but Sonic is like, no, Green Hills, Montana is awesome. And I've been watching you for years.
That's a little creepy.
You're the donut lord and your wife is the pretzel woman, because she does yoga.
Yeah.
Like, what did you think about how they set up the story that way?
I think it was fun in a way that he's kind of bored with his job, and, like, you know, he creates a speed trap with no cars. But I feel like if you're asking, like, the choice to become a police officer, I think in a lot of ways they're trying to portray, you know, police officers as heroes. And I don't think they're wrong, but with the current environment that we're in, I mean,
it's a peculiar choice for this moment. But who knows when they started developing this, and, like, I wasn't necessarily going there, but, like, we can talk about that.
No. I mean, it makes a lot of sense for the character that he is.
I think it was a weird choice. Like, there's so many other ways they could have gone. like, I guess my question was, is that a part of the TV show or
no.
the, okay, that's like totally
all this
made
the
up,
whole movie
like,
is kind of made up.
So it's like Star Trek.
Kind of.
The new Star Trek movies, like no matter where you are in the fandom, even if you're outside of it, you can watch this movie and like Sonic
yeah.
for what they've portrayed
yeah.
in the movie. Yeah.
I feel like there were definitely a lot of fun parts and a lot of parts that made me laugh in this movie. There are also some things that I question. Like, he is so fast and he can see things coming and basically stop time. And he does that
right.
a lot of times in the movie.
Yeah.
However, when he sees James Marsden or Tom with a trank gun, he shoots him in the leg. He could have easily dodged that, I think. And he was like staring right at him when he shot him.
Yeah.
So I mean,
there's so much about how people continue to battle with Sonic in this, and I'm like, have you not learned your lesson? Like, stop sending these egg-shaped missiles after him. You know that he's gonna avoid them all.
Yeah.
Like, why continue to do this because he's so fast?
Yeah.
But you know,
what was the stuff that made you laugh?
I don't know. There were like some really, really unexpectedly funny parts of this movie, like Dr. Robotnik
yeah.
when he's like he's in his zone.
Yeah.
He is like analyzing one of Sonic's quills, trying to figure out what it is, and his machine is working on it. And in the meantime, he's like dancing and really feeling on himself, just like being like, yeah. And then you see in the background, suddenly in one of the shots, like his assistant is like jamming along with him, like with this huge smile on his face, like, yeah.
And he didn't, like, he wasn't there. And he was there all of a sudden.
It's so jarring because he like came because he has a latte
yeah.
for him. Oh, that was really, really funny for some
yeah,
reason.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Also, like the introduction of like Dr. Robotnik when he came in and he's like just telling the military guy how he's in charge, and he's like, no one cares about you. And he's the line he says though was really like, robots don't go on vacation and they don't go get a beer and put the boat in the water. I thought that was pretty funny.
I was like, did he just say put the boat in the water?
Yeah,
he has a real thing about, he seems very contrarian.
Oh yeah,
like super judgy of people.
Oh yeah,
like he psychoanalyzed, but he looked at that military guy and was like, oh, you're the kind of person that gets drunk and puts the boat in the water and then you're out on the lake, like
yeah.
that's
going
you
fishing.
And then there was another thing where he was remember when he was trying to get inside the house?
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
he was
yeah.
making some like character judgment calls about the kind of person than James Marsden was. And I was like, he's a real judgmental person who is an outsider, but like on his own volition. Like it's
yeah.
because it feels like it's because he pushes other people away and
yeah.
makes judgment calls about them that he has like created this outsidery persona for himself. I don't
yeah.
know. And it makes him feel better. Because he's super smart. Oh, he's like, I accomplished like more than you have in your life, like when I was a toddler.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was just weird.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
weird.
That
to a lot of people,
was that always his character too?
No.
Like just super.
I mean, no. He doesn't have like his minions in the game and cartoons and stuff like that were always robots.
Oh, okay.
So.
Because he's Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, no, he doesn't have other people. His, quote, friends are robots.
Mm.
So, no, I mean, he's very awkward, not a people person. And Sonic has always been the kind of character that gets along with everybody.
Dude,
or tries
Sonic
to.
Annoyed the so much out of me
oh, yeah?
during this movie.
He had a lot of sad moments.
Like, how old is he supposed to
be? I think he's like a teenager.
At the beginning, I was like, oh, so he's a kid. And then the movie kept on going on.
He's also
and
a creeper.
I'm like, is he supposed to be a teenager or a young adult? Is he like 22? Is he 39? Like, how old?
I think he's like 15.
Is he supposed to be?
I don't know. I'm guessing like 15. That's my guess.
Really?
Yeah.
And he wants to be best friends with
an adult man.
James, yeah, an adult man.
Yeah.
He wants a friend. He has like a bucket list full of these things that he wants to do. And one of them is like make a real friend.
Yeah.
Which is like, oh, very sad. But I was just like, what? How old are you supposed to be? Because if you are older than a kid, then you're going to know when to shut up.
Does it sound like he does, though?
But like, I don't know. I was getting real frustrated with him, especially when he was in the duffel bag.
Oh yeah.
They were going up to the, is it the transatlantic building? I don't even, is that what it is in San Francisco? It's the pointy building.
Yeah.
That's where his bag of rings is.
Yeah.
And he needs to go get them because those are his portals to go to other places.
And he lost them because he got shot with a tranquilizer.
Yeah, yeah. It's a whole thing. Just watch the movie. It's going to be great. And he's like talking in the duffel bag while they're waiting for the elevator to come. And the other people who work in the building are like, do you have your child in that bag?
And I don't have like, my child in there.
It's a child, but it's not mine. And they're like, oh, that's not your child? And Sonic's in there just like, like, is anyone there? And yes, obviously someone's there, you idiot, alien hedgehog.
He likes being in that bag. I don't.
I was just like, dude, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. And obviously it's a movie, so you have to do all that for the laughs, but
yeah.
And then when he went to the Western bar, the cowboy bar.
Oh my gosh,
bar,
how he couldn't just like sit there and wait.
Yeah, and because James Marsden went to like basically the 7-Eleven of the gas station that they were at, but then out of nowhere, apparently there's this whole party happening across the street.
No, you don't hear it at all. Until like all of a sudden you turn, you see it. I'm like, how did you not see it coming in?
Like, how did James Marsden not look over there and be like, Sonic, don't go over there. Like, stay in this car, but also don't go there.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, it really did come out of nowhere, right? Yeah. You didn't hear it. You didn't see it until Sonic was like, oh, what's that?
Yeah. And the fact that he had a payphone was just kind of crazy too there.
And that's where he discovered his chili dogs.
Yeah, that he likes chili dogs, which is a reference to the cartoon.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's no other references really.
Wait a minute. How did they show chili dogs? Wait, the cartoon or the game?
Cartoon.
The cartoon. Okay, never mind. I was like, in the game, an 8-bit chili dog just looks like a hot dog. Wouldn't you think?
I guess.
Like, how could you?
No, it's not in the... It's
or
not in...
A 16 or 32 bit.
It was a reference to the cartoon.
Okay, got it.
Not the game.
Another part that I thought was funny was at the very end.
Okay.
So like James Marsden's house is all like shot up.
Yeah.
Right?
Damaged.
And then the government comes afterwards.
Yeah.
And is like, "Hey, we have a little something for you for your, you know, your silence." Yeah. About the recent events that have never happened.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, what is it? Like a letter from the president? Like
money to fix the house?
Yeah. Money to fix our house, huh? And they open it. And what is it?
$50 gift card to Olive Garden.
Because have you heard of these never-ending possibles?
They never end. Well, and the other thing that they don't really talk about is how it glosses over how he's a terrorist. And
right.
How did that resolve?
Right. So here's the trajectory, right? He's a cop.
Yeah.
He gets a new job in San Francisco. So he quit, right?
Yeah.
In this time between, he's no longer a cop for Green Hills, Montana.
Yeah, he talked to the donut and the donut said it was okay.
Yeah, he was practicing on the donut. And in this time between, he gets caught up in all the Sonic stuff.
Yeah.
And Dr. Robotnik is hired by
the military,
the Pentagon.
Yeah. The actor, by the way, he looks like John McCain, but he's like from Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, in that
looks
room.
Like, just like John McCain.
I also was like, whoa, what is happening? So Dr. Robotnik gets hired, comes to Green Hills. What is James Marsden's name?
Tom.
Oh my gosh. Tom is Swalinski now, or something? Is now hiding Sonic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's a person of interest.
Alien.
Yeah, that they want to get. He's hiding him. And Dr. Robotnik finds out. And so now Tom and Sonic are fugitives.
Yes.
And Tom is deemed a terrorist.
Yeah.
You're right. Like, they never really resolve it.
You know, it's also very strange. Is Robotnik is destroying cities.
Yeah.
And monuments and things like that. Yet,
it's
Tom,
fine, though, because he's hired by the government.
And Tom is the terrorist.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom's wife, Maddie, who is the pretzel woman.
Yeah, because of yoga.
She does yoga. Her sister lives in San Francisco. Yeah, so by the time they get to her sister's house, her sister's like, "Nuh-uh, you're not coming in here."
Apparently she doesn't like him for some reason. Before, I mean, like, even before he was named a terrorist.
Yeah. It is, it's clear that she doesn't want him in the house because, like, he has been on the news and hasn't been answering his phone and stuff. But also, yeah, it does feel like, you don't deserve my sister. I don't like you.
Yeah, because on the phone, when he's talking about, like, packing up and leaving, she's like, did he get that app so he could start dating online?
I did not catch that.
And he's
that.
Like, I don't think that comes with the phone, and no.
Yeah. So. The woman who plays Maddie, I recognize her because she was on Gossip Girl.
Oh, Gossip Girl.
It's Rena Thorpe. And I was like, it's Rena Thorpe from Gossip Girl.
Yeah, she's not on the poster.
Well, neither is James Marsden.
But his name is.
Well, yeah, because he's a name.
Yeah.
Like, him and Jim Carrey are the biggest names. I mean, the voice of Sonic, Ben Schwartz,
and he
is
wasn't
not
on the poster,
either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's time for that segment.
Oh, what segment? How you like that? This is a segment where we talk about how we like that, how we like the movie.
Yeah.
Don, would you like to go first?
Yes, it was definitely a movie I was surprised that I liked a lot. It's not better than Detective Pikachu, another video game movie, but it definitely was far better than I thought it was going to be. I liked it. I would watch it again.
I liked it.
I liked it. I'll watch it again. I did like the very end, like right before you were talking about, and they had the first level of Sonic music playing on piano.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that part.
Mm-hmm.
So, how you like that?
I liked it too. I was definitely prepared for like rolling my eyes and being like, ugh, whatever. Sonic was annoying but lovable. I thought that although it was sort of a weird plot with the cop and like all of that, that it worked.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't feel like it was too far of a stretch for the movie.
Yeah.
It could have been, but they made it work.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey was super annoying, and I don't like that character at all.
But he did a good job, because you're supposed to not like that character.
I guess, but, you know. And I cried.
Yeah.
I cried at the end.
Yeah, when they moved all his stuff to the attic.
Yeah, because they say, like, you have to go back to your cave, and he's like, oh, well, I'll go back to my cave.
Like, okay,
and they said, like,
go.
Well, you got to go back to your cave, but, like, we brought everything up to our attic, and that's your cave now. And I was like, oh, my God.
And he had a little race car bed.
He had a little bed. Oh, we didn't even talk about Maddie's niece Sonic
his trademark shoes.
A pair of shoes.
Pumas.
His red shoes.
Yeah.
Because
his
when he
feet.
Was passed out, they took off his shoes and saw that his socks were all like, they had holes in them.
Yeah.
And then his shoes also had holes in them.
Yeah. That was so sweet.
It was so nice of her to give him some shoes. Anyway, I would watch this again. It is actually like a bearable experience and more than that. But, you know, if you followed any of the drama of this getting to screens and stuff, like, I was tangential to. I didn't really follow it, but I saw it enough. I was prepared for something really bad, but it was good.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, if you have kids, as a parent, I probably would not hate my kid just watching this over and over again.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. There are definitely movies and TV shows that, you know, grind gears, I guess.
Yeah. It does make me wonder, like, I don't know that I want to care what other people think about movies before I watch them.
No, I don't. I
don't
really.
Because we both were coming into this being like, oh, man, like, we've heard a lot about it. But, like, you were also like, oh, I've kind of heard it was good.
Yeah.
Then we watched it. And I'm like, what would this have been like if none of that existed just watched it to watch it?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I did want, like I said, I watched the trailer because we weren't doing this.
Yeah.
And it, like, so it was like 2 years ago that I watched the trailer or more. So there's a new segment I want to bring in at the end of after watching a movie.
Oh.
Yeah. And the segment is, should it have a sequel?
Okay.
Should there be another one of these movies? I think we should start doing that.
Okay.
Do you not think that's a good
segment? So we watched Titanic.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, maybe they continue looking for the diamond. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, should there be a sequel?
I mean, we could do that for this one for sure.
I think they set it up for a sequel.
They absolutely did, because the mid-credits scene shows Tails.
Oh, yes. I forgot to mention Tails.
Tails is entering into the world, and I was like, but where are the two tails? And one of the last things they show is like the one tail splitting into two.
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh, he's going to copter out there.
Yeah.
And then he does.
Yeah. And then I was telling her, I was like, you know, I think Tails is stronger than Sonic because he can never die. Because when you play Sonic the Hedgehog 2, he keeps dying, but he keeps on just flying back like nothing happened when you're playing the second controller of
I think it's because it's a secondary character, don't you think?
Yeah, but I just think it's funny that he dies like every five seconds and then like he just comes back.
Yeah.
Like nothing happened. But if Sonic dies, it's you lose a life and you have to start from beginning. But anyway.
So, Don, I think it's time.
Is it time?
I think it's time for plugs.
Plugs?
Yeah.
Well, let me
think. What do you want to plug?
Well, I have been playing a game called Ace Combat 7. If you've ever played Ace Combat, it's just a flight sim, arcadey kind of flight sim game.
Is that what you're playing last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm actually enjoying the story. There's a campaign. I really am curious to know where the story goes. And I've done like 7 missions so far, and I'm actually excited to know what's going to happen next. That's my plug. Ace Combat 7, Unknown Skies, or Skies Unknown, actually.
Both work.
Yeah.
Both are good enough.
So what about you? What would you like to plug?
I would like to plug something on Hulu.
Ooh.
Called In and Of Itself.
Oh, yes.
It's by Derek Delgadio, and I think I'm saying that correctly. This was recommended to me by a coworker like back in December or January, and I just hadn't watched it yet. So we had a snow day a couple of days ago, and I spent some of the time watching this, finally. I don't want to say too much about it, but I would say that if anything about the description on Hulu deterred you, don't let it. Just watch it and really do like put away your phone, pay attention, treat it as theater, like if you were walking into a theater.
Yeah,
I would recommend taking the time to experience it for sure.
Yeah, I was very surprised. From what parts I did watch, was definitely entertaining, almost like a surreal kind of way.
Yeah, there's something in the description that caused me to make assumptions about it, but after watching it, it's really, I think, well done storytelling, and also produced really well. I think it can be really, really hard to take an experience that was meant to be experienced live in a theater and turn it into something that's filmed that people can enjoy watching from the comfort of their own homes without being able to feel the energy of the audience and the actor, without being able to participate in the same way that this audience would have. I felt all of that come across in the way that they filmed and edited and created this. So check it out. In and Of Itself, Derek Delgadio. It's on Hulu.
And that's it.
That's it. Thanks for listening to our 21st episode.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we're 21. Woo! please rate, review, and subscribe to us on whatever. Well, okay, let me say, rate and review on Apple Podcasts specifically. Subscribe, and also do whatever, rate, like on whatever podcast platform that you use.
Yeah, and tell people about us.
Tell one person about us, perhaps. Follow us on Instagram and on Twitter.
Yeah. And as always, always watch those movies that you've heard of but you haven't seen before.
Yeah, tell us what you're watching.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.